Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Have you seen a rainbow in the sky lately? Do you remember why God put the rainbow there? It's to remind us of His promise that there will never be another worldwide flood. Noah and his family were the only people left alive after God sent the flood. But soon this one family began to multiply into many families. Genesis 11:1 through 2 says, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there." The people were all just one big happy family. When they decided to move, they all moved. But was that God's plan? In the beginning, God had told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. God repeated that commandment to Noah after the flood. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Replenish means to go out and fill the earth. The animals and other creatures were going out here and there to fill the earth, just as God commanded, but people were not. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, God wants you to go out to fill the earth with the good news of Jesus, instead of just going out to multiply people. God wants you and I, as believers, to multiply other believers. Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." It's easier and much more comfortable just to stay with people who know Jesus and enjoy other Christians. But God's plan is that we go out to the lost people and share the good news with them. God's plan for people in the beginning of the world was for them to go out and fill the earth. But the people felt very comfortable and secure staying together. So when they moved, they all moved together to the land of Shinar. There they decided to make bricks and build themselves a city. They said, "Let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Their great fear was that they would be separated from each other. The people not only wanted to stay together, but they wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted to bring glory to themselves, not to the true and living God who had created them. God had created them for His glory, not their own. It is sin when you and I try to bring glory and attention to ourselves. That is called pride. The middle letter in the word pride is what? I. And that is a very good reminder that pride is when you act as if I want people to notice me. I want to be first. I don't need God. Pride always wants its own way, not God's way. If you know the Lord Jesus, watch out for pride and ask God to keep you humble before Him. Be careful to give God all the glory for what He allows you to be and do. If you've never believed on Jesus, pride will keep you from admitting to God that you're a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Everyone is born a sinner. But there's a terrible punishment for those who continue in their sin and are too proud to admit their sin and believe in Jesus. God says they will have to spend eternity in the place of torment called hell. How awful to think of missing God's beautiful, perfectly happy home in heaven. In heaven, everyone is praising God and giving Him the glory. Although the people after the flood were created to bring glory to God, they wanted to glorify themselves. They wanted to build a high tower they could be proud of, to cause others to brag on them and what they had done. But someone was watching. In Genesis 11:5, the Bible says, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. God saw that the people were intent on staying together. They were all excited about building this wonderful tower and having their warm family fellowship. But were they obeying God's plan? What was His plan? His plan was for them to go out and fill the earth. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, God wants you to go out and tell others about Jesus. It's not an option. It's a commandment. Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." While you are too young now to be leaving your city or your country, there's still something you can do even as a child. Number one, you can pray and tell God you're willing to go wherever He wants you to go. God will begin to prepare you now, and one day He may send you to another city or country. Number two, right now you can begin to pray for the lost and tell the good news of Jesus by sharing gospel booklets or gospel verses with those who are lost. God's plan for getting others the good news about Jesus is to use you and other believers to go out and fill the earth with more believers. It isn't easy to leave family and church fellowship, to go out to strange places and strange faces. But Jesus promised that as you go out, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:20. God's plan for the people and the beginning of the world was that they would multiply and go out and fill the earth. He saw they were not obeying His commandment. God decided to do something that would force them to get on with His plan and purpose for them. He confused their language so that they could not understand each other's speech. Can you imagine the surprise and frustration that caused everyone? There were the men building the tower, and suddenly they were shouting strange orders to each other. The women were perhaps preparing lunch for the builders when they began blabbing to one another in strange words. How frustrated and shocked they all were. The more they tried to explain, the worse it got. One by one, the workers just threw up their hands in despair and walked away from building their great tower. The people who spoke the same language broke into groups, packed their things, and started off to another area to establish homes and towns. They went in every direction. Genesis 11:8 says, "So the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth." The city and tower they had begun to build was never finished. They called it the Tower of Babel, which means confusion, because it was there that God confused their languages. Although the people were scattered far from each other and spoke different languages, did they still have the same Creator? Yes, and they had all come from the same family of Adam and Eve. And the sin problem of Adam and Eve had passed on to all of them. All over the world, you will find that even though people look and speak differently, they are all sinners. And they all desperately need to be saved from that awful eternal punishment for sin. You and I are part of that same family with that same sin problem. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." Our holy Creator God loved those people back then, and He loves you just as much today. He wants you to be with Him in heaven forever. Knowing that sin would keep you from being in heaven, God sent His perfect Son, the Lord Jesus, to suffer and die for your sin. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says how that Christ died for our sin. Jesus rose the third day, and now He lives in heaven. But He is ready to save you from your sin the moment you believe in Him. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." No matter what part of the world or what language you speak, God loves you, and He wants to save you from sin. Perhaps you're wondering that if in the beginning all the people of the earth came from one family, why do the people groups in the world today look so different? The Chinese from the African, the Indian from the Europeans, and so forth. Scientists who believe God's word tell us that our wonderful Creator put within the first two people an unlimited variety of information. All that information could result in all different kinds of different characteristics in their children and descendants. The human body is made of trillions of cells, and within each cell is packed information that determines things like your skin, your hair color, your body makeup, even your physical and mental abilities. That information is called DNA, or our genetic code. When God scattered the people from the Tower of Babel, those people would have stayed within their language groups and married within that group. The stronger characteristics would have become the ones that were most commonly seen. Hot or cold climate, lots of sun or shade, those things would have also caused a difference in the people groups, the way they looked. So when you hear about the different races, remember, there is only one race, the human race. But there are many people groups within the human race. God loves all of them, for they're all His special creation. We should never scorn or make fun of another kind of people, for we're very much related to all of them. Revelation 7:9 tells us that in God's forever family in heaven, there will be a great multitude of people of all nations and tribes and languages. If you're God's child, God wants you to love all people as He does. He wants you to go out and tell others about Jesus. While you are young, you cannot travel far, but you can please and obey God by telling those around you about Jesus. Do you have relatives, friends, or classmates that need to hear the good news of how to have their sins forgiven so they too can become part of God's forever family? Why not go now to How to Be a Child of God and practice, memorize and practice telling those steps. Then go and share with others those steps. That's the good news about Jesus. Also, even as a child, you can pray for the lost people of other countries and languages. And you can pray and give to missionaries who are reaching those lost people. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, God, your Creator, is calling out to you through this lesson. He loves you, and He wants you to be His child forever, no matter where you live or what language you speak. He has made a way for you to have your sins forgiven so that you can live with Him in His wonderful forever home in heaven. Please go now to How to Be a Child of God and follow those steps. I want to meet you in heaven someday. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.